Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, April 11th. O.J. Simpson's family announced on X the former NFL running back has died of cancer at the age of 76. Pro Football Hall of Fame President Jim Porter said Simpson had been diagnosed with prostate cancer and received chemotherapy treatment before he died. His athletic achievements and fame were overshadowed by his 1995 trial and the brutal killings of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. A jury acquitted Simpson, but he was later found liable for the deaths in a civil suit in order to pay millions in damages. Legal analyst Areva Martin spoke to One Moment during the trial and how the case shed light on policing in America.
We can't forget the testimony of Mark Furman, one of the detectives that was very involved in the collection of evidence. And he was asked a question under a withering cross-examination by Johnny Cochran about making former racist statements using the N-word, and he lied about it. This is right after the 1992 civil unrest, where we watched in Los Angeles white police officers protect affluent neighborhoods while they allowed neighborhoods in black and brown communities to burn.
Today, President Joe Biden hosted the first meeting between the leaders of the U.S., Japan, and the Philippines. Biden says the three nations are deepening ties in technology, clean energy, and maritime security, and announced a new economic corridor in the Philippines, the first in the Indo-Pacific.
It means more jobs for people across the entire region. It means more investment in sectors critical to our future. Clean energy, ports, railroads, agriculture, and much more.
Japan and the Philippines have had separate territorial disputes with China. The meeting comes as the region faces the uncertainty of China's aggressive posture toward Taiwan and nuclear provocations from North Korea. The Biden administration is getting closer to enacting a new rule related to gun sales. The rule would require people who sell firearms online and at gun shows to conduct background checks on their potential customers. By increasing the requirements to obtain a federal firearms license, and by more specifically defining what it means to be engaged in the business of selling firearms, Biden hopes to close what gun control advocates call the gun show loophole. Once finalized by the Department of Justice, the rule will appear in the Federal Registry and will go into effect in 30 days. The CDC is warning that a rapid rise in measles cases poses a threat to the country's disease elimination status. More than 100 cases of measles have been reported in the U.S. this year. There were 58 cases reported in all of 2023. Measles was eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, meaning no outbreaks have persisted for a year or more. This status was last threatened in 2019, after a prolonged outbreak among under-vaccinated communities in New York. Imported cases brought by international travel are expected, but vaccination coverage is key to ensuring outbreaks don't persist in the U.S. Coming up, a former baseball interpreter strikes out. A former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is facing a federal charge of bank fraud after allegedly stealing more than $16 million from Ohtani. That's according to U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada in Los Angeles. The interpreter Ipe Mizuhara is accused of making unauthorized transfers from Ohtani's bank account from November 2021 until January 2024. Here's Estrada at a news conference earlier today.
Due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Mizuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to feed his insatiable appetite for illegal sports betting.
Estrada also said Mizuhara admitted to stealing from Ohtani in text messages with the bookkeeper. Three people briefed on the matter told the New York Times that Mizuhara is in negotiations to plead guilty to federal crimes. CNN has reached out to Mizuhara's attorney for comment. That does it for us. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.